I knew you'd come.
Owl Man Beefy.
Want to wrestle?
We got two words for ya!
Glorious! No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious.
You are listening to Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast with your host, the Supreme Dream, and the Irish Nightmare.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is here. Today is the day. This is Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast, and I am the Irish Nightmare.
And of course, I am the Supreme Dream.
Jesus Christ. You good?
I'm good.
Okay, cool. All right, this is it. Today is WrestleMania Day, and as a special added bonus, we have our guest from the UK back. Just as we promised, we were going to try and get him on before Mania, and here he is, Eggie from DCEU. Welcome back.
Hello.
All right, so with you,
short and sweet.
with you, are you as excited for this event as we are?
I'm more excited for certain things, but I think the build to me has been weird. It's not been a stronger build for me as some WrestleManias have been.
Okay.
Because in the past, it's like WWE seems to like do fuck all for like a good, I don't know, 10 months, and then as soon as sniff a WrestleMania, all the storylines come up.
Mm-hmm.
Like last couple of years ago when you had Shane, or it might have been last year, I forget with my life, Shane and The Undertaker and Hell in a Cell.
Yeah,
soon as Shane came by, it was like, boom, WrestleMania build got strong and everything around it built up. This, it's like your main storyline is somebody might be there, might not be.
Yeah, that's kind of true. I think that what you were referring to is kind of the same thing that they did with Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan's back, and now WrestleMania as a whole.
Yeah.
Everything is right in the universe.
Yeah, for sure. Let's try and get right in here. We'll start probably like low end of the card and work our way to what obviously I think everyone believes will be the main event.
We're going to start with the pre-show.
Yeah, we'll start with the pre-show, and we'll start with the Battle Royals first, and let's go with the women first to start them off. You have a certain woman you believe is going to take it?
Or do you? Me.
Yes, Eggie, sorry.
Yeah, we're going to start with you.
Osh. Don't, no one kill me for this. I don't give two fucks who wins. I think, one, it's a slight disrespect to have him on the pre-show. I mean, there's other matches that could have been pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a match that will further the Sasha Bailey storyline. And it will be more of, that counts more than the actual winner. I'm actually thinking the winner will either be Mandy Rose or Lana.
Okay.
Really? Why do you... Alright, go ahead.
And I think that, because I think it'd be one of them where it's like, you try to eliminate me, you try to eliminate me, they'll get into it, and then the heel will come up from behind them and then tip them both out.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds
about
right.
That's what
right.
I think. I don't think they have a plan of this. I don't think Sasha or Bailey will win. Mm-hmm. Now you watch that, it'll be like Royal Rumble 93 and they both fucking win. It'll be like one of them. But I think like Mandy Rose might win and tip them off, and then you kind of elevate her, but you still got this feud going that could lead to SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right in that aspect. I don't think Sasha or Bailey win, and I'm on the other member of Absolution, I think, winning. I think Sonya Deville might take it. But I think you're right, as a possible heel will win. and it'll be like some goof. It'll be something goofy that happens at the end.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think we all agree with that. And that's funny because we actually had someone ask us our opinion last night on Twitter, and basically gave their opinion to us as far as the entire card.
And had the audacity to tell us that our picks were interesting, quote unquote.
But his prediction for the women's Battle Royal was Mandy Rose as well. Which when we first saw it, we were kind of like, wow, like, that's pretty out there. And then, of course, the first words out of your mouth are Mandy Rose.
Hold on 1 second. Now, do you think if Rose wins, she's going to get pushed? Or do you think it's going to be like the men's and it's just going to be like, okay, she won. Now, that's it.
To be honest, I have only just looked up who was in it. So that goes to show how important this is on my spectrum. And do you know the real... Again, I'll be really honest. The reason I thought is, one, she's in the Page faction.
Okay.
And two, you know, let's be honest, Vince is picking the winners. She's not bad to look at, is she?
No, she's not.
I think that's what he's going to go with. It's sexist and fucking stupid, but I think he's going to, oh, look, a pretty woman's going to win. Tap her on the head.
What, has Vince done that before?
No, he's only in fucking main event.
There's always got to be a McMahon in there. This year we get two McMahons. All right, yeah, we're going to go to the next Battle Royal, the men's Battle Royal. Now, do you have any more interest in that than the women's?
No, to be honest. No. To be honest, I don't think anyone... I think it takes away the luster of who's going to win when 90% of the audience won't even be in the stadium yet.
Yeah.
I think that takes away from it. But to me, I think this match will either be Elias or one of the hardest.
Okay. So you basically are exactly our train of thought also. I have Elias and Larry has...
I have Matt. I mean, and Matt is a... I want him to win, but... In my mind, as a book, knowing WWE and booking, I believe Elias is going to win. So,
well, here's what's interesting is that you have three guys that have been cleared to come back. You have Big Cass, who I hear they rebranded him as Colin Cassidy. You have Samoa Joe, and you have Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
All set to be cleared to probably be in the Battle Royal unless they do something goofy with Samoa Joe and he challenges Cena.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to believe all three, or at least two out of three, will be in the Battle Royal, like you said. I think Jeff Hardy for sure. If you had to pick out of the three, guaranteed. Jeff Hardy for sure.
Does he come back as Brother Nero?
No, I don't think he does. No,
that's stupid.
I think they're going regular Jeff Hardy. They're going to split them and just have them go singles, and just keep Matt Woken and keep Jeff as the Enigma. Like they usually like, but yeah. And as far as a winning, yeah, Elias, I believe, is
the
big
one. They need tag teams, though, and why not the best, most nostalgic tag team that they have, but as Broken or Woken.
Yeah.
Bro Woken.
Yeah, I can't see that, but I like Elias winning, as all of us do, obviously. It makes the most sense. The biggest push, he's getting the biggest push, so it, just another notch on his belt, basically. Not like he really needs it at this point.
But they could completely swerve it. Go ahead, Eddie.
I think the problem that Elias has to worry about, and they have to, well, fans have to worry about with him, that he doesn't turn into the next Damian Sandow.
Ugh.
Yeah.
How dare you use that name?
Because whether people like it or not, that fucker was over like Rover, and they were popping for him on the apron.
Yeah.
And guess what? It weren't in their plans, so they just put foot on throat, and that were done. He was done.
Yep. Yeah.
If they don't want Elias to get over more than he should, he ain't winning jack shit.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, we know that. That's for sure.
I mean, look, they had Mojo Rawley win it last year, and what did that do for him? Absolutely nothing.
Exactly.
No, yeah, that was pretty bad.
move on to the next bout. Now, I want to hear your take on whether or not you think that this one should have been a main card, or you think they got snubbed. That's the Cruiserweight Championship. Eggy, start us off.
I think they should have had this as the first match and just go out there, first match, do what you want. There's no barriers. Dive, do everything you want, open it well. Because the 205's been lacking, but the Cruiserweight Classic was an amazing tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I just turn around and just go out, do what you want, whatever eye spot you want, just don't come back in a wheelchair and we'll be fine. Honestly, just go for it.
I think that's going to be their mindset for this. I don't think that they're going to restrain them too much. I think they're going to... Triple H wants to put this back on the map. He wants to make it like he's made NXT, and he wants to make it something worth watching. So I think he picked the right two guys as your faces of the brand. And I think having them go out and just absolutely murder it is going to be the mentality for it.
Yeah, I agree.
So, for this, I mean, if you've been following Mustafa Ali, he's kind of taken it upon himself to push himself through social media and all that. He's gotten himself to the point of where he's over, and he might be more over than Cedric Alexander right now.
At this point, I think you're right. Yeah.
I'll only go with that. What happened to the last guy that did that?
Which guy are we talking about?
The last guy to put himself over on social media.
Was that...
And get yourself over to the point in Zack Ryder.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
What happened with him? What happened with him?
Well, he got his WrestleMania moment, and then...
Then that was it.
They took it from him.
Yeah.
And now he's woo-woo-wooing somewhere else.
Yeah, probably on the corner asking for change.
I mean, now we can move to the main card.
Wait, we didn't pick who we thought was going to win.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who cares? Pick one.
Yeah. I on this one, it's a toss-up because I like both. I really don't like one more than the other. I'm just going to sit back, enjoy, and just let's see who takes it. Because I really, on this one, I'm good either way.
Well, that one didn't.
Yeah,
I
think that's the case for me is just have a good match.
Yeah.
Have a good match. And you know what? I wouldn't even be surprised if they don't know until they send them out who's going to win. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even be surprised at that.
They call it, like, who gets the bigger pop?
Yeah, or heads or tails.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That might be how they do the majority of these matches tonight. We're going to start. Main card, we'll start with the Women's Raw Championship. Okay. Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax. Now, are you slightly more invested in this, or do you think that this is going to be another snoozer?
I think it's because everyone assumes, I am invested in this, I think everyone assumes Nia's going to win, and it's going to be, somebody sticks up against the bully. I think Bliss is going to win, for the simple fact is, there's too many matches on this card that's maybe obvious who's going to win, so some of them have to go the other way.
So, Mickie James comes in and distracts.
Yeah, so as stupid as that, this strikes. So, I mean, it'll look really fucking stupid if she does a roll-up.
Yeah.
But I think something will happen and Bliss will win.
I think that's an interesting take. Maybe Mickie James hits Nia with the belt, knocks her unconscious, something like that. So it kind of saves face for her and it doesn't make her look weak. She just got beat by cheating.
Yeah. And a foreign object.
It seems like that's their way of protecting Nia Jax. Whenever she loses, something happens to her, so it's kind of like an excuse. So she's still strong, but she fell into some bad luck.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes most sense, to be honest. I mean, with that, I honestly don't know. I think it's time for Nia, but I agree. I don't think she's getting it. I think Alexa Bliss is getting it because I think they think people know, and a lot of the card is too predictable that they want to try and shock some people. And you know, not what? That this would shock anybody, but it'd be Yeah, me to be.
I'm still going to go with Nia. That's who I picked at the beginning. I'm not going to sway my vote, but I'm going to stick with Nia. I think they give it to her for Mania.
I think also the problem is they have to think of is too many belts changing hands on one card.
Yeah. Although NXT last night didn't seem to have that problem.
No, they didn't.
Did you watch NXT last night?
I have it, well, as we call it, recorded, ready, but I haven't actually seen it yet. I've seen the results, but I've not actually seen it yet. All
right.
Yeah, I mean...
It lived up to the hype.
Absolutely, yeah.
I have heard that.
It was absolutely phenomenal. So, we'll go next. We'll go with the... I think we're going to go with the Bar versus the Braun question mark. Now, this is interesting to me because I love surprises. I don't know who they're going to pick, and I'm really intrigued to see who they actually pick for his partner. I hope it's not like a one-off
type
dealy.
Well, I mean, it's going to be hard for it not to be a one-off if it's Big Show or Samoa Joe.
I don't think it's going to be Samoa Joe.
I don't think it is either, but I'm just saying as far as the available names that are possible, even Big Cass or Colin Cassidy, whatever the hell you want to call him now.
I like that they went with Big or Colin Cassidy.
Well, that was his original name anyway. Yeah. So, but I can't see it being a thing. I think Braun's going to be in line for an Intercontinental or something to that effect.
God, I hope not.
After Mania. But
he's past a mid-card title.
But the Intercontinental's not a mid-card title. Intercontinental's
a mid-card title. It's Raw's mid-card title.
But it's...
It is, but
the prestige that Miz has brought back to it.
I get that, but it's still not the... I mean, well, once a full-time champion comes around, the Universal title is going to be the main belt
Yeah, I guess. I guess I'm just looking at it because
I don't mean that as a snub, but I mean that as it's a stepping stone to get to the championship.
No, I know. I know. And, I mean, but I just can't, I don't know. I can't see him forming a tag team with anybody the way they have been building him to be able to play nice with somebody for that long.
Now, do you think we get our first call up and maybe it's Lars Sullivan?
That's a good question. I mean, it's entirely possible. But, I mean, I don't know.
It'd be a pretty...
This one's so wide open.
Have you seen the new rumor about who it is?
No, I haven't.
This is within the last 24 hours. I saw this when I woke up this morning. There's a new poster that has, like, Cena and The Undertaker with a question mark all the matches. That seems to be a new poster. And the silhouette of the guy where it says mystery person and it's this blank silhouette. The blank silhouette is actually Batista's silhouette.
Really?
It's actually Batista's silhouette, which if you look at the time tonight, Batista's coming out in a big move in about 2 weeks. Good cross. I mean, you imagine Marvel putting out on their Twitter page, Drax the Destroyer, new WWE tag champion.
You know what?
It would make sense.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. And Batista has been on record for saying he wants to come back, given it's the right time and right scenario. I mean, to win a championship and help boost Strowman even more than he's already boosting himself. And that would actually... Last time Batista came around, he got booed.
Yeah.
They weren't happy that he came back and won the Royal Rumble. They weren't happy that he was in the title picture right away. But doing this, maybe a tag team change... I mean, how could you not like that? I mean, you'd be with Strowman. They'd be unstoppable, almost.
Yeah, and I'm not a big fan of Batista. I have never been, because I just thought it was another cookie cutter big guy that Vince loves and can't get over it. So I was never a Batista guy. I know he's very talented and I'm not taking anything away from him. I just didn't like the character and never got it. But I mean, yeah, it's nostalgia. His music hits. It's going to get a big pop. I wouldn't mind it. Like I said, I don't see it being a long term anyway, so why not?
Not only that, but now you get more eyes that aren't like Eggie was saying, he's going to be in this movie, one of the biggest movies of the summer or ever, and you're going to get a lot of the comic book guys and a lot of the superhero guys come mm-hmm. over and they want to see it because one of their favorite actors is now in it.
Yeah, true.
But
I mean, so I think it will either go between, it's either going to be a big guy like a Batista, like a Big Show, or maybe Mark Henry, or it's going to be to go on Bronze's and it's going to be like a Rey Mysterio, a Neville, or so. I mean, this James Ellsworth rumor is stupid.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't even get me started. I can't stand James Ellsworth.
Larry doesn't like James Ellsworth.
No, I don't. I don't at all.
I mean, I can picture what the finish will be if it's Ellsworth. I mean, Bron will just beat them both up and do that kind of choke slam and let Ellsworth pin him.
Yeah. He'll body slam Ellsworth onto them, and that'll be how the pin happens.
But, and unfortunately, you could see it as a, as far as the storyline goes, like a good ending to where Ellsworth started, because he was the jobber that it faced, and it comes full circle, and like I see that, and that's what makes me sick, because it makes sense. So I can actually see it, and God, I hope it's not. I hope, just give me Batista at that point.
I don't know. I like the Neville. I would much rather have Neville, I think, out of all the choices. I would like to see him come back, and if not in the cruiserweights, then to have him do something, because I mean, he left at the worst time. If he would have just hung around for a little bit longer when Triple H took over, just imagine where he'd be at now.
True. Yeah, very true.
But I mean, I like all the choices. I mean, if Neville's in there, I would much rather see him. But moving onward, we'll have the what now is a Fatal 4 for the U.S. Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to be honest. I thought that this was a pre-show match until Rusev was added. I thought that this was like the perfect pre-show match. I know they wouldn't do that because Orton's in it, and
yes,
would never relegate Orton to the pre-show. But Rusev does. I mean, he's so over that he makes this match that much more interesting.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And, I mean, I already heard rumors that he teased that Rusev the other day did an interview, I don't know if it's WWE.com, but teased something about trying to go get some transportation for Mania and teasing the tank. So, I mean, this guy's so over, as we all know, and it's just going to make the match that much better because, like we said before, Bobby Roode's getting a little stagnant. Randy Orton is Randy Orton. Mahal... both of us at least, I don't know about you, Aggie, but we both are kind of done with gender.
Yeah, I think he had his moment to shine.
I want Rusev to win so badly. I mean, it just goes to show that if you are over and you do your job well, you should be rewarded for it.
Yes.
Because you I would love for Rusev to come out in the tank with, I forget the guy's name now.
Aiden English.
Crap. Yeah, Aiden English stood on top of the tank, like with a helmet on, singing. It would be fucking awesome. Fucking awesome.
That would be like the biggest WrestleMania moment. That would be the loudest pop.
Yeah, awesome. But I want to win, Rusev. I think Jinder will win.
Oh, boy.
You think Jinder will win just to further the storylines of Rusev chasing it?
That, and also I think Vince, because he's so set in his ways of, he is a foreigner with an American title, have an American run for it, possibly. Mm-hmm. So that's it. That's all I can think. I think we can all agree that I don't think Randy Orton's going to keep it.
I don't think so either. I wouldn't be shocked at all if he did, but I don't think that Orton keeps it, but I don't think Bobby Roode's going to win it either.
No.
I mean, if it was a triple threat, I would think that Bobby Roode would have been my pick possibly, but they took it off him so quick that they probably didn't like his run that he was having.
Yeah, he definitely has to go heel quick.
They probably thought it was going to be we're going to put it on Bobby Roode. He's going to take it home. He's gonna do wonders with it, and it got stale real quick.
Yeah,
Orton beats him, and now you have Rusev in the mix. So, I mean, I think if you were to poll everybody, I think Rusev would come out 99.9%.
Yeah, you're right.
Of the picks. That's how over he is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think people would pick Aiden English after that.
Not even being in the match.
Yeah.
People would pick Aiden's English microphone before a lot of people in this match.
True statement. If you say nothing else today, that is the truest statement you might have said.
That's it. I shall quit while I'm ahead.
So what's next on the agenda? Should we go with the triple threat for the IC? Follow that with that?
Yes.
I don't think this is how the card's going to lay out, but
we're just kind of bouncing around. This has the potential, far as pure wrestling, to be a show stealer.
If you ask around, this is what people are, like, one of the matches that they're most excited for besides Nakamura and Styles, which for... I mean, this would have been, like, the prime match, I think, to have it as a ladder match.
Yeah, absolutely.
I loved when they did the IC ladder matches the 2 years ago and the year before that. Those were, like, the matches of the show.
And they let off the show. They opened it up. They got everybody. You got the crowd hot right away. And this match is going to do the same thing. It's going to get the crowd into it. And, I mean, Miz, great character. His wrestling has come a far way from when he first started. Of course, Balor being amazing in the ring and Rollins being amazing in the ring. So it's just going to be great. All signs point to Rollins walking out the champ, apparently, from what everyone believes. I kind of want Finn to win it because I think he deserves it at this point. And I think a Rollins-Reigns storyline is just ahead after Mania anyway for the title. Assuming that Reigns walks away with the title. But so I definitely want Finn Balor in this one.
I think Miz retains. I think once they bring up a streak and a potential streak break, that's pretty much cemented as, okay, this is what's going to happen. So I think Miz retains, breaks the longest reign for Intercontinental title, and then he'll drop it soon after that, just like the New Day did.
Yeah, I see. I mean, that makes sense, too.
Yeah, I'm going with Seth just for the simple fact that, especially in the UK, this match has already been spoiled.
Okay.
Those bastards.
Spoilers. Spoilers. If no one wants to hear this, I'll gear a thing now whether you want to hear it or not.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, and it was took down pretty quick, they're doing an Ireland tour or a few shows in Ireland soon in May, I believe.
Okay.
The WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the promotion material coming out already is the main event is Bray fucking Bray Wyatt. What the fuck have I got Bray Wyatt on playing for? is Seth Rollins defending against Finn Balor.
Oh wow. Okay.
The main event is Seth defending the Intercontinental title against Finn Balor. Now, whether that's a complete misdirect, but it seems like a stupid misdirector.
Yeah.
You know, to be printing fucking posters and shit already.
I mean, they could do that to sell tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. But it's not good selling tickets if the match isn't for the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, it would kind of be... people would show up, be like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
I thought that this was the match. What do you
mean? And the only good thing about that is always WWE is great for card subject to change. So, I mean, that's always, you know what I mean, a safe thing for them that that's writing that off. But to do that...
Well, surely with that, Seth already has to be the Intercontinental Champion before you advertise that.
Exactly. You're right. Yeah. And that's the only problem with that is that's the thing. And if you were going to book anything, you would just put The Miz there just as a placeholder until it happens instead of spoiling it and putting Rollins versus Balor.
You would think.
Yeah, I mean, logic would tell you that, but...
Well, so we're all on different sides of the boat, but Eggie seems to have a little bit more knowledge than we do, so we might have to sway to Seth Rollins as our pick.
Yes, which neither one of us have a problem with, because we love Seth Rollins, but, I mean, I'm good with that. I believed that he was in for a title run, which I'd much rather him see go for the big title than Intercontinental, but...
They might do with Strowman. Maybe they do a freaking heel turn finally for Roman Reigns, but who knows? Mm-hmm. On to the next match. This one's interesting because, I mean, it's got three great wrestlers and a McMahon.
Whoa, wait. Before we go any further, did you just call Ronda Rousey a great wrestler?
Nope, I was going a different way.
Okay.
This is going to be the Owens Zayn versus Brian McMahon.
Okay, I got you. I completely took that the other way.
No, you idiot. That's what you get for thinking. So, this one, I think that this one might be the best build in... for WrestleMania?
Well, as far as time invested, absolutely.
I think this one, I mean, and I say that probably because Daniel Bryan's back and he's going to wrestle again, but, I mean, they are, the way that Owens and Zayn come out and they just lay waste to both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that, I like the way that they do it with Bryan, like they do that hesitation, like they're really mad at themselves, they don't want to do it because they've been friends for so long and they've wrestled in different promotions together. I mean, I like the organic feel of this build.
Yeah. I mean, and Eggie, you talked about it off the top. I mean, what do you think with this? Because you said how this one's actually built a little bit better than most matches that they have.
I would say that you both, I think it's the best. And what I think, what they've done this a couple of times with Daniel Bryan. I think they've looked into it because no one tell me that this was always built for this. Oh, they were going to clear him, and then this was going to build to Mania. Mm-hmm. This was never going to happen. They fell in shit with this.
Yeah.
They looked in with this. My prediction with this match, Owens, Zayn win.
Yeah.
Shane heel turns on Bryan.
That's pretty, I think that's pretty much spot on. If you didn't say it, that's what I would have, that would have been my prediction as well.
And I'm the only one. I have an opposite. I think Daniel Bryan's turning heel. I think we're going to see.
Wow.
I think we're seeing Daniel Bryan turn heel. He's so hot. He's coming back. Everyone's on his side, so excited. And what's the perfect way to generate the most heat for Zayn and Owens is to have him completely turn heel end of match and support Zayn and Owens. And now you have them three with him on SmackDown and them two. I mean, it would be ridiculous, and I really want it to happen.
You have just unlimited potential after that, too.
Exactly.
Like, three guys that you can just go.
Mm-hmm.
That you would just think that hopefully they can generate storylines for them.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
My only question with that is if you turn Bryan heel,
mm-hmm.
with, let's be honest, who is more over, Daniel Bryan now,
yeah.
or Shane McMahon?
Well,
right now, Daniel Bryan.
Right. Yeah. So is that in a way turning Bryan heel, or is it really turning Owens and Sami Zayn babyface?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You would have someone who's so over that it would push it in a different direction. It would be dependent on how they would do it.
Mm-hmm.
If they just absolutely maul and, like, just end Shane McMahon, I think that would help in solidifying him as a heel.
Yeah, I mean, if you end up with Shane McMahon being taken out on a stretcher, you know what I mean, that's the way you have him appear a heel.
And if he completely puts an end to the yes chance?
Yes. And goes to no.
If he just completely...
I would love to go back to the no chance.
The no chance again?
Yes.
But people like that so much that...
I was just going to say that. Then the whole crowd just going to switch right to no, and everyone's going to be knowing. So it's going to be hard. I want to see it, and I really, really want to see a Daniel Bryan heel turn and shock everybody. But like you said, it's going to be hard because I think people are just going to turn Zayn and Owens' face more than him being legitimate heel.
It's also the story of Daniel Bryan, though. A man that was great at the job he did, got it taken away from him, and then now he's got it back. And then all the videos online of him trading, him doing a backflip, mm-hmm. him going round the arena being so happy to be back, and then to go, it's such a McMahon move to go, nah, he will be heel and hated. I will put my son over. Fuck you.
I don't think Vince would ever do that.
No.
Alright, so I do think that would be interesting, a Bryan heel turn. It would be interesting to see how the hell they would do it.
Yeah.
But moving on, the streak. Not the Undertaker streak.
Well, obviously.
The streak. Charlotte Flair versus Asuka. Now, I think from a wrestling aspect, this is going to be a really good match. I don't think that the build was great at all, with a lot of sign pointing and whatnot, but I think the match itself is going to be really good, and I'm interested to see which way that they go with this. I think Charlotte breaks the streak tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, I think Asuka wins, because I don't think anyone's beating her till next year.
Yeah?
I don't think anyone's beating her till Ronda beats her.
Now, I have a rumor mill that, and a likeliness. They also have, if you'd like to hear...
Go on.
Now they have, in the same fashion that they did with Seth Rollins, they also have, for a live event, Carmella facing Charlotte in a rematch.
So, you know what would be great? If Asuka wins and then Charmella catches it, and then, because it's like, everyone wants to see, like, something new, or we're like, Asuka wins, fuck you, turn.
Yeah,
cash in.
Exactly.
I think, and this is why I would like it, a successful cash in. You have the first ever woman's Money in the Bank that you've really done piss poorly.
Buckle with.
Yeah, you've done nothing with. To have her cash in and fail, you've basically said, all right, well, we haven't really fully invested in this idea. So the next time you have one, you're going to be like, well, are they going to fuck it up again? So if she actually does nothing with this, but cashes in successfully, you have somewhat of hope for them building the next time they do it correctly.
In June, yeah.
So I think they need this to be a successful cash in. And if it's to beat Asuka, that would be your shock and awe of all of WrestleMania.
Yeah, it'd be a big moment. You want to talk about WrestleMania moments? Asuka getting that streak beat at Mania
by Carmella.
But yeah, that would be huge.
It would also be, in certain sections of the internet, cause a fucking meltdown.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I like.
Yes, absolutely.
You need that sometimes to restore order and beliefs.
And not only that, I think, look, she's not going to retire with this streak. She's not Taker. It's going to come to an end. So why not have a big, big payoff and make it, you know what I mean, talked about, and make that WrestleMania moment? Because it'll be huge if it does happen the way we're saying.
You have the most eyes on it. Yeah. So what better time than now to do it?
Exactly.
I do agree it makes sense, but I think they're looking at dollar signs going, here's someone that's never been beat. Now she went up to main roster, never been beat. Beat one of the best female wrestlers going today in Charlotte. Now Asuka goes undefeated all to next WrestleMania. Now you've got Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're looking at unbeaten against this icon in combat sports. They could even push it to main event.
Now that's interesting, because they are big on the first ever, and if it was the first ever women's match to main event WrestleMania, I mean, you do have something there. And the only way to pique the interest 100% would be for Asuka to still have the streak intact.
Yes. Yeah, and you know what? I don't know. There's a part of me that looks at that and goes, do girls like Bayley, not Bayley, well, Bayley does, but Bayley, Sasha, Becky Lynch, don't they deserve that honor more than a Ronda Rousey? And I'm a big Ronda Rousey fan.
Well, that is true. That is true, but Vince could always turn around to that argument and go, but if you drew what I needed, if some of the wrestlers, the top guys drew, The Rock would need to come back into main event of WrestleMania.
Lesnar wouldn't have to hold on to the championship.
Yeah. Exactly. I'd literally turn around and go, oh, you want a main event WrestleMania? Then why do I have to bring him back every fucking 12 years to defend a title and get more buy rates? You can't give it to me.
Yeah.
You can't give it to me at a random pay-per-view in October. You can't give me at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Very true.
That is 100% true. That's why Brock draws. That's why Brock has the title. That's why you're getting Brock versus Roman Reigns. They both draw. Now, Becky Lynch has a solid fan base, but if it's Becky Lynch versus Asuka, that's not going to be the main event.
No, you're right. Yeah.
If it's Becky Lynch versus Charlotte, that's not going to be the main event. I mean, it's not a snub. It's just, it's the truth. If you're going to, you're looking for pure money and entertainment, you're going to do Rousey versus Asuka. I do agree with that statement.
Yeah.
So, moving on. So, we all have, we all have different theories on that.
Yes.
Next. Now you have two great wrestlers, an MMA fighter, and a McMahon. Now do you know which one I'm talking about?
I mean, I, with this one, I agree with you the with what you have already said about
meeting
me. Yes, with the dream. I believe it will be Angle and Rousey going over.
You think?
A little bit. And I think, and I agree with the way. Is the double tap out where you have the angle lock and an arm bar at the same exact time.
And they grab each other's hands and then they both tap at the same time.
Yeah, like that's
in anticlimactic form.
Yeah, that's I think what's going to happen. So I mean,
this one's not this one I'm not really interested in. I'm not really too, this one hasn't piqued me. I like their segments that they did, but it still has really, it's not for it. It's just to, I don't know. Eggie, what do you think?
You know what? It's funny that I met my friend last night. We were talking about this. We talk about a bunch of things. Talking about this. And I had said that finish. And before I said anything to him, he called that finish.
Yeah.
That Ronda would have Stephanie in the arm bar. Triple H would run in, get tripped, ankle locked, and they both tap.
Yeah.
Because they did it similar last year, didn't they? Last year with Cena.
Yes. Yeah.
Did it last year?
Well, yeah. Cena did the AA and Nikki
did the AA.
Did the the 2.0, the Rack Attack 2.0, which was a modified AA. That's what it was. Yes.
So they the
same type
done
thing.
Done this before.
Yeah.
The only thing that I would have preferred, another. I can see why they put Stephanie in it, but somebody else instead of Stephanie. For the simple fact is, it would have been nice to have had a worker in there. Ronda could have done some cool fucking shit with to put over the Ronda does no summit.
That's exactly me and the Dream were talking about this the other day, and that's exactly what I said. I said the thing that would elevate this for me and get me more interested in it would be an actual woman wrestler to. And like I said, test Ronda a little bit. Show where she is. You know what I mean? That way, at least you can have Hunter and Angle down, and you can have them go for a solid minute or two and see where she's at. Where Stephanie is just, she's there to sell. She's there to slap and jump and maybe...
And yell.
Yeah, like she's
and
not...
Put her bitch face.
Exactly. She's not what Ronda is going to need to showcase how far she's already come in training and where she's at. It's not going to help her at all, it being Stephanie.
You know what would have been interesting? If Stephanie tweaks an ankle or some shit and can't go, and he brings up like Baszler.
Yeah. Now see, that would have been ridiculous. Imagine that.
Because they're supposed to be, but they wouldn't do it because they're supposed to be allies, but
yeah,
it would have been interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with that. It would have been cool, but WWE never do cool shit half the time. But I think it would have been cool to have seen her just do a couple of spots.
Exactly.
And people would not have seen it. Oh, she's just an MMA chick that now wants to do wrestling. I mean, I don't know if you remember this back in the day in 97 when it was DDP and Karl Malone. I think it might have been Lex Luger and someone. You had the commenter, I think it were Bobby Eno, going, Karl Malone, he's don't know about wrestling. He's out of his depth. He gets in the ring, locks up, I think Lex Luger, and then just does an arm drag. Crowd goes fucking apeshit for an arm drag.
Yeah.
Now, imagine if, like, you were a female, just say Charlotte, because just for instance, they go, you know, Ric Flair's my best friend, that's his daughter, she's going to step in and help me.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if they did that. And all of a sudden, it's like, she knows no. And then they just do a spot where it's like, hip toss, body slam, arm drag, Triple H runs him, she arm drags him. It's so much, she's just going to be like throwing punches and kicks to Stephanie. She's going to be no-selling it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like she'll tap her in the end.
She's going to be weird selling it. It's going to be like weird sells.
To me, it would be weird if... To me, it's weird in a way because... So, if she punches Stephanie, she won't knock Stephanie out, and Stephanie then will look harder than the people that Ronda's been knocked out by.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like, it's like stupid. It's stupid. So you don't meet your tit.
Yeah.
This one is gonna they're gonna have to tread very lightly on this to make sure that Ronda doesn't come off as a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, she needs to have that killer Ronda instinct. And quite honestly, they really need, and you can't see it happening because of Hunter, they need this to be a squash match, and you need Rousey to just annihilate Stephanie.
No, I think they got to take this a different way. I think they got to push the boundaries of their comfortability, and I think Rousey has to beat Triple H.
I think Ronda will probably, I think he'll take most. I think he'll be one that goes, I'll save you from getting a black eye, Steph. I'll take some punches and kicks from
She's already put him through a table. She's fucking choked him.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good, like, wait, this is a mixed match. The woman isn't allowed to beat the man.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is what they should do. It would make her look a hell of a lot stronger if she beats Triple H.
Well, hell yeah, and not only that, you know, out of all people, Hunter does not care how he looks and will take these bumps.
And he'll sell it like a fucking champ.
Absolutely.
And another thing, if they wanted to do, but I don't think they'll go this way, they would have done in the Attitude Era, do a thing where it's all breaking down, where ref trying to get Angle out the ring. Have Triple H pedigree Ronda. Put Stephanie on. Everyone thinks that's the finish. Have Ronda kick out of the pedigree.
Wow, yeah.
Have her kick out of the pedigree, and him going, what the fuck? I pedigreed a woman and she kicked out. Build it back up. Have Kurt fucking fight Triple H ring, throw him back in. Ronda look at him and go, you motherfucker. Judo throw him and fucking go and look like you're going to break his fucking arm in two. Do that as the finish.
Or Ronda angle slams Triple H.
There you go.
Takes Angle's move, and that's how she beats him. Either way, I think that's the play. That's the best play to make her look strong. She could beat Stephanie with everything tied together. I mean, she doesn't.
She could just be a torso and a head and beat Stephanie. Yeah.
Beating Triple H, a 13-time champion or 14-time champ,
yes,
that's the play.
Yeah, absolutely. So I mean, that'll be interesting to see how it does.
That's the story the next day. That's what people are talking about.
Yeah. And
Ronda Rousey didn't beat Stephanie McMahon. Ronda Rousey beat fucking Triple H.
Yeah, and you have the Raw after Mania, which is always a great Raw, even bigger.
So now we get to our last two matches, the two pristine titles in WWE. We'll start with the quote-unquote dream match that already happened, but dream match nonetheless, Nakamura and Styles.
Eggy, it's on you. What do you think?
I think, and I've always said this since this the last show I were on, I think AJ wins.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you calling that. Wins.
I think AJ wins because this will be a phenomenal match. It will be 10 times the match. I mean, if Brock and Roman went on WWE fucking a video game and played for 3 hours, they would not have a better match than these would in the sleep.
Mm-hmm.
These will have a far better match, and I think the idea of Vince wants to crown Roman, you can't crown Roman if a better match goes on earlier that has a more over babyface and is winning it for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So, this is their way of kind of... It would knock the crowd down if AJ turns heel during this match, I think.
Now, yeah, but I think AJ still has to win because I think if Nakamura wins, I think especially if it's on before, and it probably will be, if it's on before Brock and Roman, people go, I think a lot of people go, right, I've seen the true main event now, off.
Yeah,
I mean, think they're going to break them up. I don't think they're going to be back-to-back title matches. They might do AJ Knock and then Rousey Angle and then the title, or they... Well, let's face it, it is going to be a better match, and I do agree with you. I think AJ does retain because if they are going full-on with Roman Reigns, I don't think they're going to change both their main titles. It's just not ever been their thing that they do. Would it be interesting for once? Yes, but I don't really see them doing it either. I think that it could further a storyline if AJ turns heel, wins, and then you get Nakamura trying to build back up to face him again and eventually beats him. He will eventually be the champion. I just don't think that they're ready. I don't think that they're ready to put it on him just yet. I think you might get Owens or Daniel Bryan will probably work their way up into that picture also. So,
I mean, the one thing that I've said before about it is when the Rumble was happening, there was a part of me that didn't want Nakamura to win because I don't think it can live up to the New Japan match because of the style of the matches that WWE puts on. I just can't see it. And I said before, I really, really hope I'm wrong and they absolutely tear the house down like everyone expects. I just don't see it living up to a New Japan match and them doing that. Like, I think it's just going to be the same Nakamura WWE match that he's had a bunch of different times. Now, granted, he hasn't done it against AJ yet in WWE, but I don't know. I'm hoping I'm completely wrong, and I'm hoping that it's a five-star goddamn match, and I can't wait. I can't wait to see, but I don't know. It's a part of me that just, man, I really don't want to be let down by this match.
I can see why you'd say that. I think why it's going to be good for a lot of people is for the simple fact is I don't know how much of the WWE audience will have seen that New Japan match.
Yeah.
So they could turn around and just do the exact same spots. Mm-hmm. And people will go, oh, I've never seen this before.
That's a true statement because, I mean, you have your diehard fans that just stay on one promotion, and then you got a lot of not as many fans that watch everything. Now you're gonna cater this match to the majority, like the kids,
mm-hmm.
the adults. That I mean, they're just casuals. So this is for the casual fans that aren't watching everything.
Yeah,
that have never heard of Nakamura before he came over.
Yes, exactly.
But they do need to let Nakamura go because his matches have been weird.
Yeah, they really have.
His matches have been weird in the WWE where they haven't let him kind of fully. Now, NXT was a different story because NXT, he was able to go. Like, the matches that he had with Samoa Joe were phenomenal.
And Zayn. Him and Zayn were really and good,
Sami Zayn also. So, yeah. If they just. And it's WrestleMania. Why would you not want to put on your best match?
Absolutely. I agree. But, yeah, that's my only worry with this match. Not that they don't have the ability to, but that they're just going to be handcuffed more by the back and by the style than anything else. But, yes, I agree with both of you guys. I think Styles will go over and keep the title.
On to...
Yeah, and as that, just finish off with that, if I was told at WrestleMania and I was going for the title and they says, oh, we want you to keep some back, I'd go, okay, yes sir, no sir, go in ring, ignore everything... Rip the house down and then just come back. If they say you didn't do this, I go, sack me then, fire me.
Yeah.
Fire me. What are you going to do? Yeah. What can you do?
I don't think they'd be able to get a job anywhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Not like anyone would want someone like Nakamura or Styles.
But, yeah. I mean, it's just, if they're gonna have to let them go. They gave us the match. They're calling it a dream match. Anything less would be a letdown.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't label something a dream match and put stipulations on it.
Mm-hmm. Or limitations.
It depends if Vince dreams are it.
Yep. That is also true. It could be a dream match that doesn't go any way that anyone expects it and just be a complete letdown.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm worried about.
Just because they want to build up this next match. Just because they want this one to steal the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the big dog, Roman Reigns, the bigger woofy, he's such a big old dog, versus I'm never going to show up ever again, Brock Lesnar.
I mean, and now with Dana White was asked if Brock was ever going to compete or fight in UFC, he said he is coming back, that he talked to Brock, and Brock told him he is coming back. Now, of course, he didn't give a timeline because he said he didn't know, but... mean, I believe his contract's up after Mania, so I think we do know. I think this is it for Lesnar. I know me and you have spoken before about maybe it being a swerve and him retaining the title. And
just to piss everyone off.
Yeah, so, but this match is going to be what it always is this powerhouse match. I don't see it lasting past 10 minutes at the very most. Roman Reigns walking out with the title. I think everyone basically is ready for that foregone conclusion.
If you get the tracker on tonight, it's going to be a battle between how many suplexes against how many Superman punches.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go well into the 20s on both, I think.
That, you know what? I was a real massive fan of Brock Lesnar back in 2002.
Yes.
When he actually gave a fuck.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, Brock Lesnar has literally turned into a kid. It's like when you're a kid and you play like a parent or an uncle or something on a wrestling game, and they button mash, and they only know one move.
Yeah.
And it's like German suplex, oh, quick, my power bar for my finishes come up, F5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's...
Stop. I mean, you've got paid $1 million probably tonight for that. Fuck you.
Well, that's the thing. He doesn't care.
Yeah, it's all paycheck. What does he care?
He's doing what Goldberg did when Goldberg first came onto the scene. Goldberg was punch in, punch out. Go yeah. in, 5-minute match, punch out, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
This is his MO. This is what he's turned into. And he still has diehard fans that love Brock Lesnar. I mean, I think they're more few and far between now, but it's time to... You have to eliminate these part-timers. If you're ever going to get guys over, get rid of the part-timers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's no one who's a bigger part-timer besides... maybe The Undertaker than Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
But I think what's better off, though, is where The Undertaker's a part-timer, yes. Well, he shouldn't even be part-timer anymore. But he's not the champion.
Yes.
True. Very true. Yeah.
I mean,
champion should be leading the charge every week. It should be on every fucking house show every week. This is what... And it also hurts, like, the generation that, like, we was in, like, growing up in the Attitude Era and the New Generation Era. We was told the world champion is special, he's the hardest worker, he's the one leading the charge on the house tours, the international tours, he's on the TV, if the houses are down, it's his fault, pay-per-views, his fault. If he's not there, he could turn around and go, oh, you're having a bad business year. Well, I'm not on TV, don't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, and going to that point, if you watch New Japan, the guy leading the charge over there is their champion, is Okada. He's putting on the best matches. He's carrying the New Japan flag. He's waving it. He's doing everything that you just said. He is the guy over there. Not to quote Roman Reigns, but he is the guy. And you have every other promotion where their champions are the staple point of their company. Brock Lesnar is a guy who only cares about Brock Lesnar. He doesn't care. You're going to give him the title? It's not a prestigious title to him. You just gave him something else that he doesn't care about that he's going to shit on.
Yeah. Yeah, he really could care less. And I think that's why a lot of people just have had it with him. And it's just about time to where it's like, okay, yeah, we really can't stand Roman, but at least with Roman, we're going to see the title all the time. And, you know, I mean, it's going to be our title again.
You're going to get a lot of bad promos, but it's going to be his title.
Yeah.
If they were smart, WWE, they would either not have this on last, or tomorrow night on Raw, have Roman come out, have Joe then come out, challenge him, and have Joe beat him for the belt.
Wow.
Joe beat him for the belt, and then have Roman chase again. Have Roman chase it.
It's so tough because once you get plagued by injuries, they seem to stifle pushes for fear that they're going to get hurt again. I mean, that's just what they do. But
how many times was Randy Orton injured?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
This is what I think Triple H will be better at, because Triple H won't have one rule for one and one for others.
Yeah, that's true. He's kind of a level playing field type guy, where if you're out there and you bust your ass and you're over and you're performing at a high level, you get rewarded. I mean, just look at what NXT is doing.
Yeah, exactly.
If you get yourself over, if you get over with the crowd, you're going to get rewarded. Or you're going to be put in meaningful storylines, and you're going to get the TV time that you need, and you're going to get this, you're going to get that. Vince McMahon's is, oh, you made me X amount of dollars? Well, I have an erection.
So I safe to assume we all believe that Roman walks out champ at the end of the night.
I love that swerve. If Joe comes in and Kokina clutches him and beats him for the title, and just the shock value,
mm-hmm.
that's another one that would melt down Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah,
and,
you're right.
And the internet might blow up because of it.
Yeah. So, and now, yes, that was all the matches, but there's something that we haven't talked about that is not a match yet. That might not even be a match, because there's so many rumors floating out there of what's going to happen, and that's this Taker and John Cena thing. There's talk of it being just a quick spot, and it's setting up for a year-long setup for next Mania for Cena. For Cena Taker. There's
he's broken down now, but I tell you what, he won't be that in a year. He'll only be another year older.
Look, I completely agree. And for the funny thing is, I thought Joe left his cats at home, and it sounded like we had a cat from your response in this room, because I'm just, this is a rumor that they floated out there. I don't agree with it. I can't stand it. If you're going to have him come out, you might as well just have him do a 7-minute match, a 5-minute match, whatever it is, and just get it over with.
Well, that's not their mentality. This is WrestleMania. They're not going to just get it over with. They're going to drag it out. This has been the stupidest fucking... If this happens, this has been the dumbest build to a match in...
Just to lead off for a whole nother year.
No. I'm saying if they have the match tonight, this has been the dumbest build for it that...
Well, they don't need the build. What do you need to build with John Cena and The Undertaker? You don't need a story.
Well, then what the hell were they trying to do with him not coming out? They're trying to build it. If this didn't need to happen, then you wouldn't have Cena begging and pleading to fight The Undertaker.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's something completely different that they've never done as far as a build for Mania. And
you know what's never been done?
What's that?
Barry Horowitz coming out now in 2018. And winning the money in the bank. That's never been done. It's all so fucking stupid.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you on that. I'm just saying, in my head, how to justify what they've done. It's just something they've never done.
For good reason.
But am I a fan of it? No. But look, I'm still going to... If I hear American Badass, I'm still going to pop... Because and see him come down on the bike,
he's gonna need the bike to get down the fucking massive ramp that they built.
And that's fine. And there you go. There's his way of getting down there, but it's not gonna be an amazing match.
Oh no, he's a senior citizen.
No shit.
Now.
I don't know. It's just,
here's my problem with it. And I said this to you. I don't know if I said it on the last show or whatnot. I might have said it in passing. When you're wrestling John Cena, you need to be ready, because he can go for days.
Mm-hmm.
John Cena can just go. He's got a high motor. He's got high intensity. He's got high energy, which The Undertaker doesn't have anymore. Undertaker 5 years ago, this would have been a fucking barn burner of a match, where they would have both been able to put on a 45-minute match of near falls and false finishes, mm-hmm. and all that shit. If The Undertaker goes down, he's not getting back up. Not quickly. It might take him fucking 10 minutes. He's got a bad hip.
Yeah.
If The Undertaker goes down, you might as well get all a bunch of fucking Lilliputians to pull him up, because it's going to take ages for this motherfucker to get back on his feet. Honest to God.
I agree wholeheartedly that he's just let the man live. Just let him be retired. Give him a really big... formal retirement, where he comes out.
Maybe this is it.
Yeah, well, that's what we're talking about right now. But just give him that and let him come out, formally retire, even shake fucking Cena's hands, and then do a goofy spot where he chokeslams Kid Rock. That's all I'm saying.
you really want that to happen, don't you? This is the second time.
I don't like Kid Rock. Just chokeslam Kid Rock. He'd get a fucking huge pop.
Did you see the way he was dressed the other night for the Hall of Fame?
He's Kid Rock. What do you expect?
I expect some decency.
Well, then there's something wrong with you because it's Kid Rock. I mean, I don't know what you...
I expect him to get chokeslammed by The Undertaker for his huge pop at WrestleMania.
It's not going to happen. I said that before. I'll say it again. That's definitely not going to happen. They like Kid Rock way too much to do that.
Ugh.
Now, Machine Gun Kelly, I can watch him get chokeslammed through a table or powerbombed through a table by Kevin Owens on repeat for the rest of my life. But, I mean, there's certain things that are going to happen. The retirement thing, I agree with you. I think should absolutely... That should be the way they go.
He doesn't come out and confuse the audience with gibberish.
What WWE has to do and has to get over is they have to get over Shawn Michaels, and that hurts me to say being such a big Shawn Michaels fan. They have to get over The Undertaker. WrestleMania will survive without these guys. It did.
It survived before.
It did before, exactly. And it will again. With the talent you have, you don't need The Undertaker anymore. You don't need Shawn Michaels anymore. It's just, it's going to be fine, and they got to get past this point to be able to do it.
They literally have a promotion in their company that churns out superstars.
Exactly.
In NXT, where you're going to be fine. You have a great recycling system where you can bring guys up at the ready and insert them in to a storyline or a match, and they're going to kill it. They're going to steal. If given the time and not the Vince McMahon, well... You're not the guy that I want, so I'm just going to give you a couple minutes and we're going to kill your push. Mm-hmm. As if Triple H puts them out there and they go out and put on half-hour matches that absolutely steal the show.
Yeah.
So they have a thing with NXT that you're always going to have guys at the ready and girls at the ready. So you don't need these guys. You don't need Lesnar. Get them the hell out of here. You don't need The Undertaker. Just let him retire. And just, I mean, it's going to be painstaking for some people, just like when he lost the streak, that you know Undertaker's not coming back. But you don't need him to. He's not going to be able to move.
No, yeah, you don't need him to. Now as I say it, I just thought about one more thing that we did not touch on. And yes, it's not a match. But, and Eggy, I want to hear your take on this, because it's one thing I don't think we talked about the last show that we did. The rumor of Elias having a concert, and then reportedly The Rock coming out and them kind of doing like a battle, as far as either they're doing a Rock concert and Elias or something to interaction with Elias and The Rock.
I mean, I thought similar to this. I never heard this rumor until like yesterday. Mm-hmm. I would have thought, get somebody like the Honky Tonk Man, and then Elias fucks him, or maybe mm-hmm. Jeff Jarrett, he's just gone into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Sing fucking With My Baby Tonight, or something. It just seems like another stupid way to get The Rock on the show, and you don't need him on the show.
Absolutely.
What's he going to do? What, you're going to sing?
Yeah.
Elias is going to sing, and he's going to rock bottom and people's elbow him, so you've just squashed someone for no reason.
Yeah. I agree, and that's what we were just talking about of Michaels and The Undertaker. The Rock's another one. You can get past The Rock. There is life in WWE after The Rock and after The Undertaker.
You
want to
generate some heat? Have The Rock eat a fucking guitar shot.
There you go. Absolutely. And push the young guy.
That's a push for Elias.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, Elias has already taken a piano and a fucking stand-up bass. Yeah. It's time for him. It's time for him to start dishing out some punishment.
I would love The Rock to sell for Elias and Elias be over, because this is the guy, one of the guys that you want to be your future.
He's getting more stagnant now with his push. He's over still, but he's not getting that push that Rusev is getting, that Strowman is getting. Elias is that guy that got himself over, but he's the guy out of the three that hasn't seen that legitimate push yet. He hasn't seen that legitimate storyline where he's going up against someone else who is good.
Yes.
Who's going to put him over and get him further. This is what I believe they're going to do with Rusev. This is what they've been trying to do with Strowman, but stifling him at every turn. But Elias hasn't even seen a legitimate storyline yet.
Yeah, I agree. So, I mean, I agree with you, Eggy. I don't want it to be The Rock. I would love the Jeff Jarrett angle instead.
Because he's going to break a guitar.
But yeah, exactly. Because of that.
You get a couple slap nuts
but,
in there.
But I still believe I don't know, like, we all know how Vince is adores The Rock, so...
Dollar signs.
Yeah, I... And not only that, The Rock has Rampage coming out very soon, so that's another reason to get him on there, just like your Batista angle. It could be another reason to push that. So, I mean, we'll see. That's another
thing. If it's one of the sponsors for WrestleMania, you better believe that The Rock's going to be there.
Yeah.
I will say this. There ought to be a mandate for next year's WrestleMania. No part-timers on the show at all. Nobody. Not even coming out to do a segment. No part-timers.
Just as a test to see how it goes?
Yeah, just test it. Yeah. If it's wrong, bring The Rock back the year after. I'm sure he's still going to be doing another 25 films a year.
Yeah.
To be. But you can bring after. No part-timers at all. Just promote the people you've got. And on the run-up to WrestleMania, ban people pointing at the sign.
Yes, absolutely.
It is fucking stupid, now.
Yes. You got to take a chair shot if you point to the sign. That's going to be
a
punishment.
It's stupid when you see somebody come out and point at a sign. I'd be there going, what are you saying? You're pointing at a sign for? Yeah. Well, Why can't you just tell me what you mean? Sign point.
Yeah. Fuck off. The only thing about that was, the only time it was ever cool is when...
Undertaker, Triple H?
When that was the first time it was ever done, no words were ever spoken, their eyes both looked at the sign, everyone got chills. That was a legitimate moment that they made that no one thought was going to pop like it did. And then now they're trying to recreate it. It's just corny at this point.
It's awkward.
Yeah, it's very, very awkward.
You get people pointing at the sign for no fucking reason. Yeah, say something.
We all know...
We know you have a voice box. Use it.
And you're going to WrestleMania. We all know this. Everyone's wrestling at WrestleMania. We know. So stop pointing at the stupid sign. It's done. It's over with. And maybe with all the ridicule they're getting on social media, they will stop, but I doubt it.
Me and my friend mock this now because we'll be stood at a bus stop and it'll set in 10 minutes and I'll go, point at the sign. It's like, when it comes up, I mean, we went to Amsterdam about 6 months ago and it went, Amsterdam Gate 12, I went, look at the sign.
Did people look at you like you were crazy for pointing at the sign?
No, because I was going to Amsterdam and I look fucking normal.
It's a solid point.
I'm all for that idea for no part-timers. I would just like to see it. I know it's never going to happen. I mean, it's Vince McMahon, but to have just all of your pure talent go and you just get a pure... It would be Wrestle Kingdom, but WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yeah, what?
Now, your surprises could be the NXT call-ups. Use what you have.
Yes, exactly. Instead of using the part-timers.
I don't think in the next 10 years... that WWE main product will look a lot like the NXT product because Triple H will be involved in it.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So, that pretty much wraps up our WrestleMania preview and our WrestleMania predictions. So, Eggy, we want to thank you for joining us once again. It was great to finally get to talk to you personally.
Thank you. Thank you for all this. And I want to say to people listening, I mean, thanks for having me on. Do not follow me. Follow these guys. This show. Do not waste your time following me. I am an arsehole. I was going to say another stronger word, but I'm not bleeping out. Also, I talk about one thing. Go follow these guys. These guys have a fucking amazing show. Talk about wrestling. It's a fun show to be on. I've enjoyed it twice now being on. Follow these guys and support this show.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for that. That the putting us over like that. That's pretty good. Thank you so much.
You just jobbed to us.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm used to that.
So we hope you enjoy Mania. That's the question before we go. Now, obviously you guys are 5 hour difference from the East Coast. America. So what is like the time frame as far as when you guys are watching this?
It'll more than likely come on at 12 midnight our time. It'll finish about, it's 5 hours, so it'll be about 5 o'clock. It'll finish in the morning.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. So, I mean, how are the ratings there? Do you go, I mean, does everyone just say, fuck it, we're staying up and watching it?
Yeah, I mean, last year's WrestleMania, I'll tell a story if you've got time.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Last year WrestleMania, we have these things where I'm from in Sheffield, England, is we have things where there's like 5 or 6 major bars in Sheffield will put on WrestleMania viewing parties, and you'll play like £10 to get in, and then you'll just watch WrestleMania all night. There's 5 major bars that do it. So each bar will have around about 100 people in. There's about 500 people in the city centre tonight will be watching WrestleMania. I know a lot of house parties are watching WrestleMania. I mean, I came out of one bar last year after watching WrestleMania, and there was across the road, the Domino's Pizza was full, and there was a student with another student in the Walls of Jericho. Nah, I went to my friend, I went, you know what's funny? He went, what? I went, it's not weird at all, that, is it?
Oh my God, that is incredible.
But yeah, a lot of people are at tonight. There's a few people, I think it might be from Progress, that's they're scattered up into bars. So it's like meet and greet, and then you also have your WrestleMania viewing party.
No, that's really cool.
I know in Sheffield tonight we have a wrestling legend, especially from the early 2000s, called Jody Fleisch. He's going to be in Sheffield doing one in one of our bars. But yeah, it's a big thing, a big for our like student thing, because the bastards get real good drink offers.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be like there till early morning. I think one bar's got all the pre-show on, so it's like 7 hours.
Yeah.
They've got it on today. But yeah, I mean, it'll be a long one, but hopefully worth it.
Wow.
That is dedication to a T.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
And plus, after that, I've got to finish at 5 and then get to work for 5:30 to do, 3 or 4 hours?
Jesus Christ.
You're going to be a zombie.
It's all right.
It's wrestling.
It is. Although I won't say that. If anyone asks why you're tired, I'll just say I got laid.
The girl was really into it for 7 hours.
Oh, yeah. She were. I had 7 minutes. I was like a fucking Goldberg match.
So... thank you so much for being on the show once again. It's always fun. And
we look forward to having you on for our next go-around.
Yeah, we'll be in touch and try and set that up as soon as we can. So enjoy the event. I'm sure we'll be messaging with you and keeping up and seeing what you think. And for everyone listening... we hope you enjoyed the show and hope you enjoyed our guest. And we hope that you enjoy the event and the granddaddy of them all, the Super Bowl of wrestling.
The grandest stage of them all.
Yes. So everyone have a good one. Enjoy. Eggie, you too. And we'll be talking to everyone very soon.
Make sure you listen to us. We are now on iTunes, baby.
All right. Have a good one, everybody.
Later.